thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
While I was on holiday, I was up in Concord, New Hampshire with my fiance for Christmas. And over the weekend, then I got a text from a friend of mine, longtime friend of mine, a guy I met in college, somebody I really respect, really intelligent guy, smart guy. He reads a lot. He knows a lot about a lot of different kinds of things. But he texts me and see what he sent me. And sometimes this guy will text me stuff like, you know, the moon landing wasn't real or the moon is hollow. That's where I got that story idea, if you remember that. But he texts in, he says, or he texted me on my phone. He says, you got to go buy some silver, man. Get your hands on some silver. Get all the physical silver you can. Do it this weekend. You'll be sad if you didn't. Love you, bro. So, you know, I looked into it a little bit. And yeah, I'm not a commodities guy. I don't own any precious metals. But silver prices have gone through the roof, driven by AI and their use in solar panels and some other high-tech manufacturing applications. And so now China is making moves that could tighten the global supply and drive the price even higher. So why should I care? Why are normal people suddenly talking about silver like it's toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic, you know? I've invited Craig Perrong onto the show today to help us make some sense of this. He is a professor of finance and director of the Global Energy Management Institute at the University of Houston. Professor, welcome to the show, and thanks for making time.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, are you also getting texts from friends asking you about silver and telling you to go buy silver before it's too late?
No, I haven't gotten any texts from friends about that. But, you know, they know I follow things by myself, and so they don't need to prompt me to pay attention to these things.
I guess I should be thankful that I have friends that know that I don't have a lot of money to throw around, and maybe they want to help me get some silver. All right, so explain to us what's happening here, Professor. The price of silver looks like it's just about tripled since earlier this year. How do you explain that? How does that happen? Why aren't other commodities doing that at the same time?
Well, it's important to bring up other commodities. One thing that's been remarkable about the past year is that oil prices have been relatively weak, but metals overall and precious metals in particular have been strong. And so throughout the year, gold has risen, platinum has risen, palladium has risen, copper has risen. The real sort of break between silver, platinum, copper, and palladium and gold is basically, going back to, late November, right around Thanksgiving. And, so one way that people look at this is the gold-silver ratio. And, you know, the gold-silver ratio was relatively flat through most of the year, meaning that gold and silver were tending to rise pretty much together.
Right.
But at the end of November, basically then, silver spiked up relative to gold. And like I said, you know, these other commodities did as well. And so, yeah, the fact that, you know, these other metal commodities are going up at the same time suggests that, you know, there's, you know, maybe some fundamental factors, because these are all metals that are used in, as you noted in your introduction, in a variety of, you know, industrial, you know, kinds of applications. And so I think that, you have sort of two stories going on here. One is the sort of the general rise in metals through the year, and then the breakout of these other metals, including silver, later in the year. And, yeah, you know, it could be, you know, sort of speculative driven, but the fact that it's happening among a variety of commodities suggests that there's something fundamental going on.
It sounds a bit to me like, you know, this is just me, but I never really thought about silver as being one of these metals that we talk about in the conversation where we talk about like rare earth metals. Like, I think we all understand these minerals that are, we don't really think about them, but they are absolutely essential in the manufacture of batteries and solar panels and stuff like that. So I also remember, too, before the big, you know, chip shortage, we didn't really ever have to think about semiconductors. But now suddenly, you know, securing the semiconductor supply chain is like priority one for the Biden administration. Is it safe to say that silver has now kind of moved into that territory where it's not just, you know, something that we think about like a pirate chest or coins or our grandparents' dishware? Like, now it's actually something that we really have to think hard about, not only as a government, as regulators, but as individuals.
Yeah, and you bring out an important point, is that silver sort of has, you know, sort of a dual identity or a couple things driving it. So, yeah, so it is, you know, sort of a store of value. People have it as coins or, you know, as an investment, things of that nature. But it also does have widespread industrial applications. And this has been true. I mean, if you want to go back, you know, I'm old. And so I remember back in the Hunt silver thing, you know, back in 1979, 1980. Yeah, that, you know, there was also, you know, then a relatively large commercial demand for silver, but that was mainly from photography. Now it's from other uses. And so, you know, that's where you have this interplay in silver, which is kind of interesting, between sort of speculative store of value kinds of considerations on the one hand and industrial applications on the other. And so that's what makes it so, you know, somewhat unusual as a commodity and different as a commodity. And, you know, that's why I think it's sometimes its behavior is a little bit harder to understand because of the interplay between these two very different drivers.
Really interesting. Okay, great. I think I'm understanding more about this now. If we can move, Professor, to talk more about what China is doing. They're going to be tightening control over their exports. To me, as a layperson, that sounds kind of ominous. That sounds like bad news for everybody who needs silver, you know, not just to make, you know, artificial intelligence centers and solar panels, but everything else. What is China doing, and why is it a problem for the rest of the world?
Well, yeah, so so you also brought up another good point earlier about, you know, rare earths, and sort of China had, you know, sort of has a stranglehold on rare earths, and it's tightened and loosened that stranglehold, you know, recently. But as it loosened up on rare earths, it seems to have tightened up on silver. Now, it doesn't have the same stranglehold over the silver market as it does over, you know, rare earths. But it is a major player, and the prospect of reduced exports from China, you know, is, you know, contributing to this. Although the price run up, so we really knew that China was going to do this towards the end of October, and that was about a month before, you know, sort of this spike that I alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, China's, there's definitely something about that, and I think it's a lot of it is just, Chinese policy frequently can be quite, you know, difficult to understand exactly what they're doing, what is really going to be the impact of this new licensing regime, how tightly are they going to enforce it. And so that's a source of uncertainty that I think is driving, some of this latest run-up.
So there really is no consensus or maybe even no way to even really meaningfully know or say if this is a long-term strategy or if China is just trying to gain some short-term leverage here. Is that right?
That's exactly correct. And, you know, again, I mean, this is part of a larger game between the United States and the Trump administration and China. You know, this, you know, this sort of, you know, it kind of has a tit for tat aspect to it. You know, China says, oh, we're going to ease off on rare earths, but, you know, we're going to tighten up on silver. And, you know, that, like I say, it's taking place in the context of this much bigger game between China and the U.S. And knowing how that game is going to play out and how the Chinese are playing it is very difficult to know from the outside.
I'm curious to just to hang on to China for one more moment. You know, they have the kind of, is it true to say they have the lion's share of rare earth metals that are still under the ground?
Well, so that's not so much under the ground. Where China's advantage is in the processing. You know, so basically processing of rare earth metals is very highly polluting. And it's, you know, basically our environmental restrictions in the United States and other Western countries have basically, you know, made it prohibitively costly to process rare earths here. As opposed to China, which is, you know, evidently willing to live up with live with the environmental you know, consequences.
Yeah.
And so rare earths really aren't that rare, but it's the processing the processing sector is dominated by China, and that's what gives them the leverage here.
So it's not that they just, you know, won the geological lottery and had all the silver and all the lithium, you know, underneath Chinese soil. It's that the Chinese Communist Party is willing to process this material in a way that might be, you know, harmful to the environment, harmful to their citizens, in a way that the rest of the world, especially in the West, are not. And that's why they seem to continually have the advantage when we have these conversations.
Absolutely. And I would, the only thing that I would change in what you just said is might. You know, they've definitely been willing to accept, they've definitely been willing to accept environmental consequences that the United States and other countries outside of China have not been willing to accept.
Great. I'm learning so much. I love this. Okay. So back here in the States, if silver stays this expensive, and again, for the reasons we have just gone through, there's no guarantee that it will, right? Before I move on. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, great. So if silver stays expensive, where does that show up in my life, in my producer's life, in the life of people listening? Is that, do our phones cost more? Does, you know, Grok, Gemini, these products only start costing more because the server farms cost more to construct? What happens to us if silver stays this expensive? How do we feel that?
Well, I mean, yeah, so silver is important, but a relatively small component of the overall cost and the kinds of things that you've seen. So the people that are actually buying the silver to use in their various industrial applications, you know, that will basically, you know, be a hit on their profits, but it's going to be hard for you and I and your listeners to really see anything demonstrable about that. It's like different than, you know, if OPEC, you know, cuts production and you see that the price of the gasoline at the pump goes up by a buck. It's, you know, there's so many you know, other components in that are used and other processes that are used in conjunction with silver that you're not really going to see the silver price per se, you know, come through to you, except maybe when you go to the jewelry store.
Right. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The friend of mine who texted me last week and kind of got me on this whole train of thought in the first place, he had explained that he went to Causeway Coin here in New Orleans and bought some silver there like 5 days ago. And even just in that 5 days, the price of the silver, the value of the silver that he purchased is up like 20 or 30% or something. So for people who are listening today and thinking, oh, man, maybe I should actually do something. What is the calm, rational response? How do we keep, you know, people acting responsibly in a situation like this? I mean, not just you and I having this conversation on the radio, but, you know, is there a risk of like a silver panic? Are we going to see people rushing out and spending their life savings on silver only to see the price collapse in February?
Well, I would recommend that, you know, individual investors and individual savers, you know, not jump on this bandwagon, because that usually does not end well. And, you know, again, sort of harking back to history, if you look at the, you know, sort of the Hunt Silver episode, you know, there was something called Silver Thursday where the price crashed on one day because of regulatory intervention. And then, you know, within a few weeks, you know, the price of silver was, you know, 20% of what it had been at the peak. And so just as things can rocket up, they can also fall pretty quickly. And that's not unusual in commodity markets. So, I would not rush in to follow this trend, because that trend can turn pretty quickly.
Excellent. Okay, Professor, I have just a couple minutes left. I do want to get to some of these questions I'm getting on my text line from the listening audience.
Sure.
Rusty is listening today, and he says, ask the professor if he thinks it has to do with half of the world wanting to go back to the gold standard and or stable coins and the new digital currency. The U.S. wants to implement to basically get rid of the debt and stay in control. So is it other countries that buying all these metals, or people in our country that's purchasing all these metals?
Well, it's a worldwide phenomenon. And, you know, in fact, if you look at the London silver price, that's actually going up more than the price in the United States. And it's higher than the price in the United States right now, whereas usually the situation was the reverse. That's sort of the macro angle of things, is that, you know, one thing that precious metals do is that their price goes up as the value of fiat currency goes down. They're basically mirror images of one another. So if you were thinking about a return to the gold standard, though, that would explain. The gold price rising, but it would not explain this recent rise in silver relative to gold. So I think that there's something to that, but it's not. I don't think it's the main explanation for the run up in silver, particularly.
I think in response to my question about, you know, what does this mean for normal people? Here's a text that says, "What do you honestly believe is going to happen? Anything that requires silver to be part of the manufacturing of an item is going to go up." Is it that simple, Professor? Like if I make an iPhone and it has a certain amount of silver in it, and suddenly that silver costs me $100 more to acquire, do I turn around and then ask the customer for $100 more, or is it a little more nuanced than that?
Well, it's a little bit more nuanced. And the first thing is that, you know, even though silver is an important part of many things, it's, you know, not a dominant cost driver for most things. And so that's, you know, that's why the rise in the price of silver can get sort of lost in the other noise. The other thing is that whenever you have a price of something like silver that's an input to other things like phones, like you said, it basically, the price of the consumer goes up, but also the margin that the producer receives goes down. So basically, you know, in this case, you know, Apple will, you know, its profits will be a little bit lower. The prices that you pay will be a little bit higher.
I think we all learned a lot here, Professor. I thank you for your time, your work, and your weight. But before we let you go, I'm just curious, in your line of work at the University of Houston, if you had to look into your crystal ball into 2026, what do you think is kind of the top storyline? What's the thing that you're talking about at cocktail parties and around the dinner table with your friends in regard to, you know, what you know about finance and commodities and what the economies in these big countries are going to look like next year?
Well, yeah, I think that the big issue is sort of the macro picture. I mean, there was all, when the Trump tariffs went into effect, there are all these predictions of doom and gloom for 2025 that have not been realized, and the U.S. economy in particular has been relatively strong in the past 6 months, and so the main issue to me is whether that's going to continue or not.
Interesting. Very good. Craig Perrong, thank you so much. He's a professor of finance and director of the Global Energy Management Institute at the University of Houston. We hope you have a very happy new year, and we can't wait to talk to you again, sir. Thank you so much.
Right. Likewise. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, I'll get to more of your text messages and ask you, about some of the experiences you might have had in the past where you're encouraged to get in on a trend, what is the hot new thing to buy, or a meme stock, something that you panic bought. I'm curious to talk to you about some of that because I think I've done some of that in the past, but nothing that's really worked out terribly poorly for me. So we can talk about some of that coming up next. The way to get in touch is the Okunard Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. BRB.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.